Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Have you ever been in a restaurant when it was someone's birthday and a bunch of the waitstaff folks came out with a cake and some lit candles singing something like, "It's your birthday, hope you have a swell day," or some such thing? Maybe you've wondered why they just didn't sing plain old happy birthday. The answer, of course, is that happy birthday is under copyright, and the current owner of that copyright, Warner Chappell Music, charges anyone who wants to sing happy birthday in a public performance, or technically, who even makes a copy of the song that someone else sang. That copyright has been worth about $2 million a year to Warner. Until now. As of last week, a federal judge in California, in a case brought by a documentary filmmaker who had to pay $1,500 to let the song even appear in her documentary, declared that the copyright was not a valid copyright at all, and thus anyone can sing Happy Birthday anywhere they want, or play it, or copy it, or put it on YouTube or wherever, without paying Warner Chappell a penny. The ins and outs of the case are pretty interesting, and Warner Chappell is sure to appeal the ruling. But for now, you can put up a video of your kid's birthday party on YouTube, or anywhere else, without worrying that you'll get sued for copyright infringement. If you're interested in more details of the story, just put "Happy Birthday Copyright Case" into your search engine, and you'll get all the details. So, while those of us who like to sing Happy Birthday in public are feeling a bit of relief on that front, at least for now, regular listeners will recall that from time to time, we've been looking at the development of machine learning and robots and artificial intelligence here at the Electronic Cottage. Whether the following update on recent developments in that area makes you cheer or moan will probably depend on what your attitude toward such matters actually is. First, Google has been developing something that the company refers to as Google DeepMind, a machine that has learned to learn, and quite well. What that means is that the creators give the machine no instructions and just set it to learning how to do things. In one of the most recent cases, that means how to play and win classic arcade computer games like Pong, Asterix, Bank Heist, Zaxxon. Google DeepMind can now beat human players in 31 of these games, and plays at the level of expert players. Keep in mind that most of these games require quick use of a joystick, and keep in mind that no one taught the machine how to play these games. It learned by watching, playing, initially losing, and constantly improving, until it's better at these games than most humans. Just thought we'd mention it. Meanwhile, Japanese robot researchers have created a robot that can play the old game Rock, Paper, Scissors with human beings and win that game too, 100% of the time. No, the robot isn't a mind reader. In fact, the robot is actually cheating. But it's so good at it that it always wins and the humans it's playing against have no idea that it's cheating. We won't give away the secrets, but if you're interested in the whole story, just put Janken Robot, J-A-N-K-E-N, into your search engine. Janken is a name used in Japan and some other places for the Rock, Paper, Scissors game. Interesting stuff and great fun. Maybe when you look up one of these items online, you'll have a chance to like it. You know, click on a like button on a website. But it might be a good idea to think twice about doing that in the future, because Facebook is up to it again. As a headline in the Wall Street Journal put it recently, quote, "Facebook likes mean a computer knows you better than your mother," end quote. What? What's that all about? Well, if you're a Facebook user, you've probably read Facebook's terms of service and Facebook's privacy policy. So you know that what you exchange for the use of Facebook is a lot of personal information, some of which you provided when you signed up for a Facebook account, much of which has been gathered later, which includes pretty much anything you do on Facebook. Facebook, in turn, sells that information about you to advertisers so that the advertisers can design and send you ads that are more likely to get you to buy their products. That's all old news. What's new news is that Facebook is now collecting data every time a user clicks on a like button anywhere on the web. Essentially, Facebook is not only tracking what a Facebook user does on the Facebook site, but tracking users to every site on the internet where they click on a like button. So now, not only can Facebook sell advertisers information about what you do on the Facebook site, Facebook can also sell advertisers information about all the other sites that you visit when you click on a like button. Facebook is quick to point out that you can turn off targeted advertising in your Facebook preferences, assuming that you know that info about all your likes is being collected in the first place. But that just means that you won't get targeted ads. Facebook is still collecting the information about you and everything that you like everywhere on the web. So what, may you ask? What difference does it make if Facebook collects my likes from every site on the internet? Well, consider that researchers at the Stanford Graduate School of Business recently reported a study of what a collection of Facebook likes can tell about a person. Long story short, a computer using only 10 Facebook like clicks is more accurate than a coworker at judging a person's personality traits. With 70 likes, it's more accurate than a person's friends. And with 250 likes, it's more accurate than that person's spouse. As the study's director, Mikhail Kaczynski, put it, quote, "People don't fully comprehend how much information can be inferred about them, even if they're not giving it out in an obvious way," end quote. So, if you're a Facebook user, how many likes have you clicked on in the past month as you've surfed the web? How about in the past year? Might be worth thinking carefully before you click on the next one. But you can safely listen to this program all you want, because we don't know who you are or what you like, though we certainly hope that, without clicking on anything, you'll like future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.